And as we check in with Tim here, as we do every Tuesday morning, a big story making news today is county government, Tim, again, and I know you're not involved with it, has found Rhonda Foster to hear whatever it is anymore. I'm so disjointed about this. She pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor theft, got a suspended jail term, and agreed to complete 50 hours of community service. Nobody knows if she's paid the money back or not. I guess that's not important. My point is, what does the city have in place to make sure this isn't happening at that level? We've seen some issues, obviously, with Justin Wyckoff and the others. But her angle was, whoa, I didn't know you couldn't do this. The city has gone back and covered all this, right?
Well, yes, the city has done quite a bit in that area since we've had that incident way back when last year. So, yeah, things have been put in place, and we have a new controller who has put more things in place. And, you know, the council gave authority to the administration to put things in place that would hopefully prevent this sort of thing to happen. And, you know, a thief is a thief when you get right down to it. So no matter what kind of protocols and barriers you put in place, there's always somebody who's going to try to...
The criminals are always one step
ahead.
Try
to figure it out, yeah.
Of how everything works. But the angle was, well, I didn't know you couldn't do that. That can't possibly be the case anymore, can it?
It better not be.
Okay.
And also, you know, that is all part of your employee manual, that these are the ways you serve the public, and these are the ways that you operate, and they obviously don't point out that you do certain things that are against the taxpayers' will. So.
Tim, you say something very interesting. Employee manual would come from the HR department. This person was the head of HR for the county.
Well, there you go.
Uh-huh. So, you know, again,
just
make sure that you
got
things in place and that you follow up on it.
This is not Tim Mayer's problem. Tim is on the city council, and that involves our city government. Obviously, snow issues, big deal. Obviously, with 8 inches on the ground, everybody make sure you get your sidewalks cleaned up. Looks pretty good, at least from where we're sitting here downtown. You've moved all the snow. That's what you do. That's what you got to do, everybody. Hang on. We'll get to the trash here in a couple days.
Well, you know, the city streets are clean, and that is due to the efforts of our Public Works Department out there clearing streets before and during the snowstorms. So, you know, our streets are basically dry in most places where the snow has been pushed to the side and salted. So that is good. And, you know, I'm starting to see more compliance with sidewalk shoveling, but not enough. There's still a lot of sidewalks that need to be shoveled. And now when it's so cold, that snow has frozen. So it's
chipping away.
Much
chipping
more.
Away. Tim, I know you monitor the salt usage, but how do you account for the possibilities of overtime for the clearing of all of this snow?
Well, it's kind of built into your budget with the hope that you don't have to use it. Yeah. So I think we're okay.
All right. And
well, if you think about the extent of snow we've had this year, we've had it in a compressed period of time as opposed to snow after snow after snow. So
well, that was the last year when we had 27 inches by the middle of January.
And the city streets are virtually dry. That's the other good part. You had that water main break yesterday.
Which one?
You're going to get that within this kind of weather.
Yes.
Indianapolis is going nuts about the freeze and thaw and what it's doing to potholes and chuck holes. How are we doing in the city on that?
Well, I think we're starting to see the effects of freeze-thaw cycles. So, yes, we'll see. We'll start seeing more chuck holes.
Well, shouldn't we just put an annual festival around that? Where I'll get with Julie Ward. Let's see if we can get something organized here where we have national or city pothole day. Everybody bring your own shovel.
Do we have a place to report potholes in the city?
Yes, you can call the Public Works Department, and they will take care of it, or the mayor's office, or the council office.
Okay.
Yeah, any of those would work.
Now, you're not sounding too good. It sounds like you may have a cold or something, but you got a Committee of the Whole meeting tomorrow night.
We do. We do have a Committee of the Whole, and we will be discussing the reorganization of our tax increment finance districts. We have... Within the city, there are 6 districts, and the administration, want to bring them forward. Because of state legislature action, we are able to bring them forward. And TIF districts, by and large, have a life in terms of time, how many years they can exist.
What's that mean, Tim, bring them forward?
Well, the legislature has given us an opportunity to bring them forward, adjust the boundaries if we so desire, which we do desire to do, and then
how often does that happen, Tim? Is that
extend their life?
Happen? Does that happen every 10 years, 5 years, whenever the legislature feels like it? Is this something you need to capitalize on? Is that the feeling I'm getting?
Yes, something we need to capitalize on. So we, as I mentioned, we have 6 districts that have been in place for a number of years, and we want to modify 5 of the 6.
What do you mean modify? What's that?
Well, we're going to increase the physical area of them, which will then allow us to the whole purpose of creating a TIF district is a way to capture revenue within that given boundary area to be used for work within that area. So, for example, infrastructure improvements, water, sewer, those sorts of things, sidewalks, street improvements, curbs, all those kinds of things.
So, what's been the blowback from the public, Tim? Are they behind this good idea, or are people saying, hey, why don't you help the little guy out a little bit?
Well, tomorrow it will be our public meeting, so we'll start to see how the public feels about it. I have not heard a whole lot of opposition to it. I think it makes a lot of sense. It gives us an opportunity to capture revenue in a place and use it in that place. So it kind of makes sense. And we currently are at the third step of a 4-step process. It starts with the City's Redevelopment Commission. They basically designate the areas and say we find it necessary to create what is called a economic development area. Then it goes to the City Plan Commission and they give it their look over and approval, and now it comes to the City Council.
What's the state legislator's role in all of this?
Allowing it to happen.
Well, they basically set the criteria for how you can go about creating a TIF district and what kinds of
But they made a change?
Activities. Yes, yeah.
And that change is going to allow you to extend it?
That's correct.
What about add more?
Well, extend in terms of time.
Oh, okay.
And add in terms of physical boundaries.
And what's the advantage to the city of doing that?
The advantage is that you capture the money from, well, let me just start by saying, at a certain point in time, you start to capture all of the revenue or all of the taxes that come from new development within that area. That's what you capture. You don't capture all of the tax in the area. It's just on new development.
Let me understand something. I think I understand this, but I lived in a downtown development that I think was a TIF, and basically the taxes are reduced for the first few years, but after 10 years they're paying the full tilt. And the idea is that they wouldn't have built it without a TIF?
Nope.
Other than that, Keith's got it.
I've got it confused with something else.
Yes.
You have it confused with a tax abatement.
Okay.
That's different. And actually, we went through that exercise the last couple of weeks. Last week in the city council meeting, we approved a tax abatement for a property in the 300 block of South Walnut Street.
All right.
So, yeah.
Where's a TIF in the city that we would recognize, you know, that I would understand what you're talking about?
Well, let's see. There's a TIF district that includes the Switchyard Park, for example.
Okay.
And so what we will be able to do is capture revenues from development within that area and use it to help move that park forward and develop that park. So that would be one example.
Does that give a break to a developer that wants to develop in an area?
No, that does. I don't.
You're getting your TIFs and your
abatements.
Right.
And abatements.
What you could use the TIF for? Let's say you had a green field area that you wanted to encourage development. You could. I'm pretty sure you could use that TIF money to extend a sewer line
or
a water line,
so that
makes it more advantageous for a developer, so they don't pay for the infrastructure improvement. The district pays for the improvement.
Our guest this morning is Tim Mayer. He sits on the city council meeting tomorrow night, committee of the whole. What times are kicking off? Same time as always?
7:30. It is committee of the whole, and it will be chaired by Councilmember Daryl Neer. As you know, we we chair our committee meetings in alphabetic rotation, so this is terrible.
Nothing to read into?
No, no.
Just the alphabetical order. That's all that's going on there. What else besides the TIF, Tim, that jumps off the agenda?
When is parking going to come up? Because it's been on the agenda for a long time.
Well, it's not on the agenda physically yet. To answer Mike's question, the only thing on our agenda tomorrow night is the TIF district. So we'll be discussing that. Parking is working its way forward. They're still negotiating and working out hours, rates, et cetera. So that will be coming forward. But that should come forward in the first quarter. And then we are also working on the food truck.
Oh, okay.
Ordinance, and that will be coming forward too. So that's, and I think that probably will come before parking meters. So
tomorrow night, snowball fight, 7:15.
That's
council
correct.
Meeting, 7:30. Committee of the whole, and that is tomorrow, Wednesday. I finally gotten that right after 8 years of doing this program.
That is correct,
Tim.
And,
you got more? You got more?
Well,
I was gonna say, you feel better. You need to lay down, rest. Get ready for the meeting.
I was going to say the public is invited, of course, to the meeting, and they will have an opportunity to speak on the issue when we get to that portion of our agenda. The public is always invited to come and to give their opinion on legislation that we are working on. So, and then I'd wrap up by saying, let your water run and get out and shovel your sidewalk. Huh?
If necessary, on both accounts, you're exactly right. Tim, feel better, and we'll get caught up with you next Tuesday to see how everything went. And that will be March, and that will be the start of sectional basketball. So that will be the light at the end of the tunnel we're all chasing.
Well, that means we're going to have a big snowstorm.
That's exactly right. So shovel now. Shovel now.
He's
dying, Tim Mayer. Look at that. He got off his deathbed to call in this morning. I'll tell you what, that's a good man right there. We thank Tim for his time. City Councilman Tim Mayer checks in every Tuesday morning just after 8:05.